the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
The Gulf South.
It's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Gabby Smith in the Baton Rouge studio with Damian Collado and Alicia Quimido. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. Welcome aboard. So good to have you.
Oh, my word.
We're both excited.
Get ready. Get ready, right? Now she gets to hear all the fun that happens during the break.
Oh, yeah.
With the fun master over here.
That part. Okay.
Speaking of that, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Jean Jugon, pray for us.
Pray for us. We have a great show for you today, starting off with Natalie J. Rowe. She is the president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank in New Orleans. And today we're talking about the Rubber Duck Derby. You guys, I love the Rubber Duck Derby. When we first moved to New Orleans, my son and I went, and there are so many things for kids, and it's just so cute, and the prizes are amazing. So we're going to talk about that with Natalie in about 8 minutes. In 18 minutes, Deacon Ed Melendrias joins us. He's a member of La Society. Oh my God, I can't even say it. La Sociedad de Hombres Pecadores. And he's going to be talking about the Holy Spirit mission at the Basilica of St. Stephen. Looks like I need another cup of coffee just to get myself going with that segment. That'll be in 18 minutes. In 35 minutes, Ken Weber joins us. He is the Associate Director of Ministry at Loyola University in New Orleans. And today we're going to talk about the Loyola's Mass for the Holy Spirit. So there's a theme here, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. It's a moving.
Yes. And this is such a widely attended Mass at Loyola's campus, usually at the beginning of the year, the school year. So we're going to be talking to Ken in a few moments about that. And in 48 minutes, Sister Marjorie Hebert joins us from Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans with her monthly update. And like every month, they have so many things going on, lots of things, volunteer employment opportunities. So they're looking for people to join their team. So it's going to be a great topic with Sister Marjorie today. Yeah. And Damian, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed the weather yesterday.
It was very nice, wasn't it? Yeah. Some folks got a little shower, but overall, and guess what? Today is starting out relatively clear on the radar.
Yes. Okay.
So that's exciting, too. We may get another day like yesterday. Mm-hmm. And if so, keep your fingers crossed. I tell you who is getting a lot of rain right now is Texas. Finally.
Excellent.
Yes. Good. So they are finally being blessed with the wet stuff. In the meantime, though, we should have some sunshine, maybe a cloud here and there, maybe a shower this afternoon. But as I said, looking at the radar right now, we're pretty clear. Any rain that's existing is in Texas or in the Gulf of Mexico. And so let's hope that continues. Winds are light and variable. Temperature, high today is going to be 88. Low is going to be 74. Currently, everybody's in the upper 70s. So that's our temperatures for now. And carbon copy for tomorrow, with any luck.
All right.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So get out there.
There was a lot of thunder yesterday afternoon.
There was, but nothing happened.
It never happened. Nope.
Well, that's okay.
Nothing came from it. It was just making grumpy sounds. But
was the Lord speaking to you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, maybe so, but I don't think he would talk to me that closely.
Oh, okay.
He was moving furniture.
He lets you do that. That's what I always say.
I had not heard that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the angels cry when the sun is out and it's raining, right? Okay. Well, with that being said, it's 5 after the hour on a Tuesday morning on Wake Up.
Thank you. Good morning. Today's gospel comes to us from Luke chapter 4. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Okay, I had to do it.
What a great leader.
Production's going nuts. Okay, Natalie Jairo is our next guest. Natalie Jairo, President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank in New Orleans, joins us today to talk about the upcoming Rubber Duck Derby. And that was Damian Collado on that Rubber Duck Derby song, Rubber Duck song.
Hopefully Natalie didn't hang up on you.
She loves it. Hey, Natalie. Good morning.
I think it was great. I love that intro.
Natalie, we love talking about the Rubber Duck Derby. Second Harvest Food Bank does so much, and we cannot forget just a year ago, Hurricane Ida hit the area, and Second Harvest Food Bank was right there on the ground helping people who really, really needed food and supplies during that time. Let's talk about the Rubber Duck Derby. I love this. We've attended it before in City Park. The prizes are amazing, and it is such a cute event for the family. So, Natalie, if you don't mind telling our listeners a little bit more about it.
Sure. We're so, so happy to be back at City Park for our 13th annual Rubber Duck Derby. That's going to be happening on Saturday, September the 10th at 2 o'clock. As you know, every $5 duck that you buy provides 20 meals. And this is one of my favorite events, too, because it really is a way that the entire community comes together and helps Second Harvest. And I really just have to start by saying what I always say, and that's a huge thank you for the support that we get through Rubber Duck Derby and also through the many other ways. I mean, so many school kids come here to do their community service hours, and it's absolutely essential for our mission that this happens. But Rubber Duck Derby is a great, fun way to help us fight hunger across South Louisiana.
Yes. Okay, so talk about your goal and then the different packages that people can get, because these packages are probably one of the cutest names of packages I've ever heard in my life when it comes to an event.
Oh, I know. I had to look up some of them myself to kind of understand what they are. So our goal is for 30,000 ducks to be sponsored. We're at a little over 15,000 now, so we've got some time. So please come on to no-hunger.org. And we have some great prizes. Of course, our first prize is $5,000 cash. Then we have $1,000 to Zapata's Family Market, which is always extremely popular, Raising Cane's for a year, a big green egg package from Lifestyle Appliances. I found out that big green egg is a grill.
Yeah, yes.
It's not a big green duck that comes out of that, that's for sure.
30,000 Advantage miles from American Airlines, a Diamonds Direct pendant necklace, Bicycle World, gives us a Sun Bicycle Cruiser Main Squeeze gift package, Port Orleans gift package, Red M Studios package, photography session and wall portrait, Rich's Wash Dat $250 gift card, and Theo's Pizza for a year. So great, great gifts, and a huge thank you to all of our sponsors for making that happen every year and allowing us to do some really fun things.
I think my son's dream is to get Raising Cane's for a year. Like, that's his lifelong goal. Rich's Wash
That pretty cool.
Is the best car wash in New Orleans, I have to say. So just some wonderful packages. Talk about also, okay, so the duck packages. You have single duck, you have a quack pack. Tell us all of the other ones we can find out.
So a single duck costs $5, but you can get a quack pack. So if you sponsor five ducks, you get one free, so you get six ducks for the price of five. So $25 gets you 6 ducks. Then a Quaker's dozen, if you sponsor 10 ducks, then you get 2 free ducks. So you get 12 altogether for $50. And then a flock of ducks, if you sponsor 20 ducks at $5 a piece or $100, then you get 5 free ducks. So Quack Pack, Quaker's dozen, and flock of ducks.
I love it. Tell our listeners the date, time, and where should they go?
So September 10th, Saturday, September 10th at 2 p.m. at the Big Lake in New Orleans City Park. So we should have some fun activities for the family going on. I mean, again, just so happy to be back together with everyone, mm-hmm. be able to do this outside of the warehouse.
Yeah, there's so many fun things to do with kids, too. It's a great family event.
Well, Natalie, where do we go to get a Quack Pack?
Yeah, online.
So, come online. So go to no-hunger.org, and it's right there front and center when you come onto our website, sponsoring a duck.
I love it.
These are special ducks. They're traveling ducks. They race all over the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're well-conditioned.
Fancy ducks.
Well, you see them,
athletes.
Know, they dump them in, like, lakes or rivers, and there's just a flood of yellow.
Yeah.
You know, it is so cute. Yeah. So. I love it so
and
much.
And I love our firefighters. You know, they spray the ducks. That's how they race.
Kind of get them
moving.
That's
how they get them
moving. Exactly, yeah.
That's awesome.
Natalie J. Rowe, President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank in New Orleans. One more time, Natalie, that website and date and time for the Rubber Duck Derby.
No-hunger.org, and it's Saturday, September the 10th at City Park at Big Lake. So please come join us. We're ready to have some fun, and thank you for sponsoring a duck at Rubber Duck Derby. <That's awesome.
laughs> Thank you so much, Natalie, and thank you so much for all that you do for the community.
Oh, it is a privilege. Thank you for covering it, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. My goodness. This is such a cute event. I'm so glad that it's happening again.
And in person.
Yeah, each duck has a number, and you get that
that's
that's how you determine.
It's like the little duck game at the fair when you were little, magnified a gazillion times, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, instead of winning a gazoo, you're going to win a green egg or something. Yeah. Or a trip.
Pizza for the year?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
or car washes.
Yeah.
5,000 bucks. Things.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. Our saint of the day is coming up next. It is 15 past the hour on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for August 30th. Today we celebrate St. Jean Jugon. Born to a poor family in France in 1792, Jeanne learned early the meaning of hard work, but she also learned the beauty of the faith passed on to her by her widowed mother. Later, as a kitchen maid, Jeanne often accompanied her mistress on visits to the sick and poor. For many years, Jeanne did hospital service and domestic work. In her late 40s, she took the first tentative steps to forming what was to become a new congregation, the Little Sisters of the Poor. Members took vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, and hospitality, with special focus on the elderly poor. As the congregation grew, squabbles and jealousy surfaced. Jeanne, known as Sister Mary of the Cross, was a talented organizer and fundraiser, but her spiritual director instructed her to live a life of quiet obscurity behind the mother house walls. She dutifully obeyed, spending her last 27 years quietly supervising the manual work of the postulants. 14 years after Jeanne's death in 1879, she was officially recognized as foundress of the Little Sisters of the Poor. She was canonized by Pope Benedict XVI in 2009. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
19 after the hour on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome back to Wake Up. Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, and Alicia Quivito all here, along with Deacon Ed Melendres. I hope I said your last name right. He's a member of the Society of Men Who Are Sinners, but in Spanish, or It would be La Sociedad de Hombres Pecadores.
Woo-hoo.
And deacon, he's also deacon at the Cathedral of St. Louis, King of France, which is St. Louis Cathedral in the French Quarter. And he's here to talk about the mission to the Holy Spirit at the Basilica of St. Stephen. Two basilicas in New Orleans, and he's hanging out at both of them. Good morning, Deacon Ed.
Good morning, Damien. Thank you so much for having me on today. You didn't butcher the name too bad, but don't worry about it. I didn't learn to spell until I was in the second grade.
Well, for the rest of the interview, it's going to be Deacon Ed.
I figured.
And you don't have to, you can keep it to my first name too, and you'll be all right. We'll be on good terms. All right, so tell us about the Mission to the Holy Spirit coming up in September. It's a three-day event.
Yes, it is, and this is... As you stated, this is the third consecutive year that we have the mission at the Basilica St. Stephen. And as you stated, it's sponsored by La Sociedad de Hombres Pecadores. And actually, that's just five Catholic guys who formed a prayer group, and this spawned out of that.
Wow.
And so we're very proud to be in the third year of this mission. As you had stated, it's going to be at the Basilica St. Stephen, and that's located on Napoleon Avenue, about a block off of Magazine Street in New Orleans. And it's going to be held on September 7th, 8th, and 9th, and that is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the theme for the mission this year is we walk by faith and not by sight. And we have got what I consider to be a tremendous lineup for the mission this year. And it begins on Wednesday, September 7th, with kind of a St. Louis Cathedral flavor to it, actually, because Archbishop Amen will be the celebrant for the Mass that evening. And those of you that have heard the Archbishop preach know how inspiring and how deep and how moving his homilies are. And the music for that evening, the music ministry for that evening, will be Sarah Jane McMahon Briscoe and Jesse Reeks. And Sarah Jane is the choir director at the cathedral. She's also a cantor, and I am blessed to be able to hear her sing every Sunday, and it's absolutely beautiful. When she sings, my heart's, you know, be still my beating heart. So that will be a treat to have her there as well. And Jesse Reeks is the organist at the cathedral, and he's a very young and talented organist there. Then Thursday, September the 8th, Monsignor Christopher Nolte, who's the pastor of Good Shepherd Basilica, will be the celebrant for the Mass that evening. And if you've ever seen him do the Mass, it's really a treat because he does it with such reverences and such beauty that it's inspirational to watch him. And after that Mass, we have a guest speaker who will be Raymond Arroyo, and probably many people know Raymond. Because he's the founding news director and the lead anchor for EWTN News and the show that he has there as well the world over. And he's also a Fox News contributor, and he does primarily for the Ingram Angle on Fox Television.
Yeah, he's also my nephew.
Is he?
Yeah. We're not going to hold that against
him. Yeah.
Well then you could probably plug him much better than I can. But I'm really looking forward to hearing him. I know he spent many years working very closely with Mother Angelica, and who everybody knows was the founder of EWTN, and I know he wrote her biography and several books about her. So I'm really looking forward to that. And specifically when we say the theme is we walk by faith, right? And here's the guy who worked with Mother Angelica, who basically built that news station and the shrine out there in Hansville based on faith and divine providence. So
yes.
who better to speak on faith
and being a New Orleanian, he brings a lot of localism to his talks. I know he will that night. And he's always animated too to go along with it. He's fun to watch and he's entertaining.
Yes. We're certainly looking forward to him and are very grateful to have him. And he happens to be a parishioner of uh, of St. Stephen. So, and then the music for that evening will be Trey Cassells and Brian Morgan. And Trey is a cantor there at St. Stephen's, and Brian Morgan is the organist as well as the choir director there. And this is the third year that they will be participating in the mission. And those are two very talented people. And then on Friday, September 9th, we have Father Anthony O'Doyne, who is the pastor of St. Anthony of Padua in Luling, Louisiana. And if you've never met Father Anthony, you really need to come out and experience one of his services. He is a very, very dynamic preacher and homilist. And I tell you, I've seen him celebrate many, many masses, and I have never left a mass where I've heard him preach, where I did not leave having to discern something very profound based on what he had to say. And he is a priest who is never afraid to speak the truth, and he's extremely courageous about it. And he also, and immediately after that service, he will have a healing service.
Awesome.
Immediately after the mass. And he will have his healing team that will come along with him to assist him in that. And for those people that know Father Anthony, they know he is a very gifted person. And if anybody has physical ailments or spiritual healing that they're in need of, I certainly encourage you to come to that healing service. You will not be disappointed. And I know there have been testimonials about Father Anthony and the gifts that the gifts that he's been given from the perspective of not only physical healings but also spiritual healings. So that will be a very, very dynamic evening. And the music ministry for Friday evening for the mass for Father Anthony as well as the healing service will be the choir for my old parish, Our Lady of Guadalupe Church.
Mm.
And
nice.
Steve Lee is the choir director for that. And man, if you've never experienced them, they are dynamite.
Oh, my
extremely
God.
Dynamite. I mean, just very, very spiritual musical choir. And when you leave there that night, if you're not full of the Holy Spirit, maybe there's no hope. I don't know.
Oh.
But it is. You know, that will be a very fantastic evening, as will every other evening there.
You guys,
like I said, this is a very dynamite lineup, and we are very blessed to have the celebrants and the music choir and that we've got lined up for this mission. And the mission also, if for people who want to get there at 6:15. The celebrants for each one of the evenings will be hearing confessions from 6:15 to 6:45, and the music ministries will actually begin performing at 6:30, and they'll do so till the starting time for mass.
Okay, and then after mass is the talk. And what time will people? How do they plan? Will they be out of there by 8 o'clock or like the talk? Will that be?
Nine o'clock. Yeah, I would say probably they should be out of there maybe by 8:15, at 8:30 at the latest. Now, if you go on Friday to the healing service, depending on how many people there are there and how many people come up to be prayed over, that could be a long evening. But of course, I mean, the service will probably be through 8:15, 8:30, the mass service about that time, and the healing service will start immediately afterwards. And of course, people are, once if you decide you want to be prayed over by Father Anthony and the healing team, then you may have to wait, as they go through that. But again, if once you're prayed over, you can certainly leave. So that time, that is the end time for Friday, particularly with the healing services, is very flexible, or it fluctuates.
That's awesome. Well, you guys have done a great job, Deacon Ed, on putting together this mission to the Holy Spirit. We walk by faith, not by sight. Where can people go to get more information and all the details once again?
Yeah, they can go. By the way, this will be live streamed each night. on www.thedailymass.com for those who can't make it. So that would be, if, you know, the live stream on www.thedailymass.com. And for more information, you can go to www.goodshepherdparishnola.com. That's www.goodshepherdparishnola.com.
Awesome.
And so you can go to, you know, you can certainly go there for information, and or you can call Deacon Rich Eason, who's the deacon there at St. Stephen, and one of our Sociedad members, who's, and he can be reached at 504-319-5214. That's Deacon Rich Eason, 504-319-5214. And I'd also like to mention,
Deacon Ed, I'm sorry we are running out of time, but look, good luck to you. It's a great event, September 7th through the 9th. Put it on your calendar. We'll be back with more on Wake Up.
It's 35 past the hour. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and Alicia Quibido. And our next guest is Ken Weber. He is the Associate Director of Ministry at Loyola University in New Orleans. And today we're going to talk about the Mass of the Holy Spirit. This is a 500-year-old tradition at Jesuit schools and universities around the globe, and such a hallmark at Loyola to kickstart the school year on the right foot. So, Ken, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Gabby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. This is such a widely attended Mass. I love talking about this. So give us details on the Mass of the Holy Spirit coming up.
Sure. So it's Thursday, the Mass of the Holy Spirit. It's Thursday, September 8th. It starts at 11:30 a.m. It's in Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, uptown on St. Charles Avenue, adjacent to our campus. And let's see, so 11 a.m. classes are canceled for it. That's one of the things we lead with, yeah, to sort of communicates how important we take this around here. And the Mass itself is pretty unique, according to many who have attended in the past. We really want to bring in a sense of place, that we're situated in New Orleans, and New Orleans is such a place of pageantry and spectacle, you know, and so... Yeah. As liturgy coordinator at the time, when I began to design this liturgy, I thought, you know, we should really do what we can to say how much we are informed by New Orleans, mm-hmm, how much my own background as an opera singer and performing, how much that informs what we can bring to Mass to express our joy and our reliance, our faithful reliance on the Holy Spirit. And so we've sort of pulled out all the stops, metaphorically and literally, on the organ there. We have an orchestra, 30-piece orchestra of students.
Wow.
Our elite choir of students comes to sing, and 16 to 20 singers in the orchestra, in the choir. One of the special features, of course, beside the Eucharist, which is the most special feature of any Mass, one of the things that we add or try to bring to the Mass is this component as a call to worship or prelude, where we ask our student athletes, and every year they're so amenable and we get lots of support from the coaches and the athletic staff, the student athletes carry these huge, long, 100-foot-long red banners, wow, out from the sacristy, out from the sanctuary, down into the congregation, and proceed to basically encircle the entire congregation in red fabric. And if you know Holy Name of Jesus or any of our beautiful cathedral-style churches in the city, you know what that might look like.
Yeah.
It's pretty grand, a spectacle.
Wow.
And that is established right at the beginning of Mass. It's basically meant to express the Holy Spirit coming from the blood of the cross, because it comes out from behind the crucifix in a statement that the blood of the Lord, through, you know, very special sacred prophecies, in a way becomes the Holy Spirit, which then gets poured out upon us to do all of the work of glorifying God throughout, for us, throughout the academic year.
Wow.
So it's, you know, we add a lot to the Mass. We invite everyone to the Mass. Different components from campus come, people, constituents from the city come. Everyone's invited. We really try to express the diversity,
mm-hmm,
of God's kingdom. I know I was just listening to that spot before we came on about the Catholic Mother's Minute, I think it was.
Yeah.
About, you know, there's such a wideness in our church. And we really welcome and highlight that at this Mass. We have prayers of the faithful in the various languages spoken by our community, including Hebrew, Persian, Spanish, Vietnamese sometimes. And the music reflects our diversity. We do music in Spanish. We do music from the African-American tradition. We have dancers from our dance department. This year, going to present some really, really engaging, ethnic, culturally representative dance. So it's such a really spectacular celebration and invocation of the Holy Spirit on everything that we do and everything we are throughout the year.
That's so great because Loyola's campus is so diverse. The student body right. is so diverse, staff as well. So I'm glad that this is also being displayed in the Mass. But also talk about how important this is to set the tone for the year. Students go to college to, you know, to start their lives, to kickstart that, and to keep that Jesuit tradition, to keep the Catholic faith kind of ingrained in that. How talk about the young people on campus and how this Mass can kind of, you know, ignite that fire in them to have a good year, but also in their years in college.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Gabby. It's you know, we market it to, of course, all of our students, and some of your listeners may be surprised to learn that Loyola's student body actually is a minority of students who report being Catholic, practicing Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So a majority of our students are, shall we say, ripe for some, as you say, fire lighting, the classic word is evangelization, yeah. You know, but so we try to reach all of our students through all of our spiritual offerings, all of which are couched in our Catholic mission and identity. The Mass, of course, springs directly from this 500-year tradition, as you say. And we really spend time focusing on how this Mass in particular can, as you say, enliven and quicken the spirit that dwells within all of us, especially in our students, who are seeking, you know, an integrated way to develop their spirituality. They, again, I hope it's no surprise to the Catholic community at large that our young people have experienced some disaffection with our Holy Church. And so a lot of my work and our work in ministry at Loyola is to try to present the beauty and the joy and the richness of the Catholic Church through all of its, you know, all of our foibles and mistakes and journeying through the millennia, right?
Yeah.
I always tell the students, there's got to be a reason people have done this for 2,000 years. Yeah. We're not all duped. So we spend a lot of time talking about trying to get in touch with what is the inherent spiritual spark already residing in the students. You know, one of the reflection questions I give the first year students at this time of year is, you know, what is a spiritual experience you've had and what caused it? Because so many of our first year, especially, you know, 17, 18, 19 year olds arrive, a lot of them with no experience at all of even spirituality or of how to name that.
Wow.
And so we like to give them language for that. And our primary language, the language we speak most easily around here, is Catholic ritual. And so we invite people to come. For Catholics, we invite them to come experience the liturgy in a richness they may not have experienced before. For non-Catholics, we invite everyone to come and participate as they can and soak it all in, listen to the prayers, listen to readings, and, you know, see what effect that has to awaken in them some sense of the transcendent. That's really our primary, that's our first goal. Our primary goal is to get them in touch with any sense of the transcendent that already is residing within them.
Yeah.
Once that's awake and they start looking to fulfill more of that, then we can go from there. But really getting them that first experience of a spark, as you say, is really important.
For parents who are listening or even students who may be listening, where can they go to maybe participate in campus life at Loyola?
There's a couple of places. Well, there's a number of places. Two primary ones come to mind. There is Student Life and Ministry, which is sort of the catch-all umbrella organization for all of our ministry events on campus, all of the co-curricular ministerial events. So seek out the Department of Student Life and Ministry. Mm-hmm. There you'll get your social justice events, retreats, small faith communities that we call Christian life communities, mm-hmm. of course, participation in liturgy, sacraments, seeking confirmation, RCIA. And then additionally, in complement to that, we have what is kind of a new initiative, the Cannizzaro Center for Catholic Studies, which yeah. I think you've had someone on or a couple of people on to talk about before. And that is really a very strong locus of Catholic student community here on campus. So, of course, the whole university is Catholic identified, but young people and all of us seek community, right? So Catholic students are seeking a Catholic community to really delve deeply into the Catholic faith.
I apologize. We're running out of time, but Loyola Associate Director of Ministry, Ken Weber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gabby. I hope to see everyone at the Mass. Take
Absolutely.
Care.
The Mass of the Holy Spirit takes place Thursday, September 8th at 11:30 a.m. at the historic Holy Name of Jesus Church. Stay with us. It's 45 past the hour on Wake Up.
Good morning. It's 12 minutes before the hour on Wake Up. I'm Alicia Quibido with Damian Collado and Gabby Smith. We're happy you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Damian is promising no rain, so...
We
are joined this segment by our friend Sister Marjorie Hebert. She is the president and CEO of Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Good morning, Sister Marjorie.
Good morning, Alicia. Thanks for having me.
We love having you on, Sister Marjorie. Tell our listeners who are not familiar with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans what you do.
We try to make it a better place for people to live and enjoy the blessings of God, particularly after reminding us yesterday of all the anniversaries of the many hurricanes.
Yes.
We perform many good deeds and outreach services to help the most vulnerable in our population.
Wonderful. You do so many wonderful things. So you recently completed a five-year strategic plan for Catholic Charities. Tell us about that.
We're putting the final edits on that as I speak, and we'll be rolling it out in a strong fashion. And it's all about giving us direction, stronger direction. Okay. If you don't have a plan, anything will get you to the future. A plan will help us better respond. Mm-hmm. And it's our desire to further our dynamism and develop an integrated and well-resourced, improved agency that helps those individuals that come to us to move from crisis to stability while they're trying to improve their lives and reach a self-sufficiency that they can help themselves. We just want to be companions to them in this particular part of their journey. The plan will help us improve our internal systems of communication throughout all of our 25-plus programs. And we've outlined for ourselves some ways that we can improve ourselves as staff and give ourselves the professional assistance that we need to better help and respond to our neighbors as they continue to meet immediate and long-term challenges in everyday life. What we've outlined for ourselves in the beginning of the plan is to engage ourselves in a community assessment so that we can better understand just what people need from us and what can we change in our programs, make adjustments so that we can better serve and assist individuals.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, Sister Marjorie, we are in the middle of hurricane season, and I know you still have some folks in your community and many communities in our listening area who are still recovering from Hurricane Ida.
Yes. Regrettably, we are still just getting to some of the individuals who felt the thrust and the damages of Hurricane Ida. Our disaster relief program is a part of the Louisiana Disaster Case Management Program. We have some 30 staff people, case managers, working in particularly in Orleans, St. Charles, St. John the Baptist, and St. Tammany parishes. Those are the parishes assigned to us by the state. And we're working with the individuals in all of those parishes who are in need of assistance. We're helping them with applications and assistance with FEMA, SBA loans, perhaps insurance. In addition, they may need us to guide them in getting services for home repairs or other damages that were caused by the storm. Mm-hmm. And then there's also just the need of temporary housing and perhaps food assistance, their health care. And a big part of our work is counseling and helping the victims of the storm, just with what they're dealing with mental health issues, and just a spark to encourage in them and assist them in whatever it is. We do a lot of trying to help them do job searches in this time. We can be reached for these particular services at this number, 985-605-5846. And if you didn't get that number, you can go on our website at www.ccano.org. Disaster response, and if you could post that for us, that would be very, very helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
Individuals can go to our website and be greatly assisted to be in contact with one of our caseworkers.
Wonderful. What a wonderful ministry. Well, Sister, the students are back in school. Are there any updates from any of the Catholic Charities programs for school-age children?
Our Head Start program, as a matter of fact, they welcomed the students back yesterday. The teachers have been in force, but we're still taking applications. There is still space for preschoolers as well as kindergarten students. And that information is available, again, on our website. We're also still in need of teachers in other positions. So on our website for employment, you'll be able to be assisted if you want or need a job. There are many opportunities, especially in our Head Start. There's, as we all know from the news, there's a shortage of teachers and teacher aides and other positions, lunchroom workers, all of that is available. So we invite our listeners who may be in such need to please contact us.
Wonderful. Sister Marjorie Abair, President and CEO of Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. You can find out more information by visiting ccano.org. Thank you so much, Sister, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, Sister Marjorie. Wow.
She,
yeah, really. She didn't do much, right, Sister?
Yeah.
and you know, I'm sure that only scrapes the surface of what the Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese.
I think it's good to hear what the strategic plan is for the next 5 years.
Too.
We don't hear that enough.
That's awesome.
From
right.
Nonprofit organizations.
You're right. You're right. So, that's awesome.
Are y'all ready to wrap up with
sure thing.
Okay. We're going to say a prayer to Mary, Mother of Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, Mother of Jesus, give me your heart. So beautiful, so pure, so immaculate, so full of love and humility, that I may be able to receive Jesus in the bread of life, love him as you loved him, and serve him as you served him, in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time, joined by Johnny Hebert. He has a gospel reflection for us. Peter Finney with the Clarion Herald will update us on what you'll find in this week's issue in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Father Bryce Higginbotham with the Diocese of Homo-Thibodeau joins us to tell us about his vocation story. And Brian Broussard, again with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese, talks about the foster grandparents programs. He'll give us details about that. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Radio.